One of the healthiest counties in Ohio is also the least insured. More than 20% of the population in Appalachian Holmes County does not have health insurance. Holmes County is a patchwork of farmland. Modest houses perch on sloping hills, and laundry hangs from clotheslines flapping in the wind. And around nearly every bend in the road are horses and buggies, some driven by farmers in straw hats, others by women with their hair covered in bonnets, babies on their laps. Holmes is projected to be the first county in the United States where over half the population is Amish. And the Amish don't participate in the U.S. health insurance system. Instead, church members each contribute $90 to $110 a month to an aid fund. Dan Yoder is Amish, and he's in charge of using that fund to pay the community's bills.
Insurance is more for your own benefit. The aid plan is when all the church members get together and they try to help out everybody else, not for their own benefits. The aid plan is more to help somebody else than rather benefit yourself.
They don't participate in Medicare or Medicaid either. Yoder even negotiates with health providers the way an insurance company would, to get lower prices for medical care. Often, he can secure discounts because they pay all their bills immediately.
Our health providers will never have a bill that is more than 10 days old versus when the insurance company works with health providers on health care. You're talking about 8 months to a year before the providers get payment.
But despite that lack of traditional insurance, the Amish tend to be healthier than their non-Amish neighbors, according to data from Holmes County. Michael Durr is the head of the public health department and says part of that health disparity is due to the Amish community's lifestyle.
Holmes County is very proud of the fact that we're number one in the state for our environmental factors. That's because we're using a lot of alternate means of transportation. So we see a lot of bicycles, we see a lot of horse and buggy.
Durr says those modes of transportation can help with a more active lifestyle and contribute less to pollution, but it can also make it difficult for the Amish to reach the health care they need. More than half the population of Holmes goes elsewhere for care because the rural county doesn't have the providers.
To bring in the different providers that would take that full gamut of Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, self-pay, it's really hard to attract those physicians into our community.
There's only one hospital in Holmes County, and it accepts all forms of insurance, including the Amish Fund. There are also nearby Amish-dedicated clinics, like the New Leaf Center. Every year, church members are asked to donate $30 to the clinic. New Leaf specializes in treating children with genetic diseases, like cystic fibrosis or Down syndrome, that are more frequent in the Amish community because of its relatively small genetic pool. Ethan Scott is a pediatrician at the clinic.
There's very few rooms that I walk out of that we haven't had some discussion about what the cost and what the estimated bill to the family and the church is going to be. So you have to be willing to be very transparent. And that is a huge contrast to most healthcare systems.
Scott says that transparency is a positive part of the Amish system. But he says patients can struggle with the fact that money for their healthcare is coming out of their neighbor's pocket.
We do see families really grapple with the burden that they're going to potentially be to their community at large. So it's pretty rare that we'll sit down with the family here the first time and lay out treatment options and that they will consent the first time. They'll usually tell us that they need to go speak with their grandparents, maybe bishops with at their church.
He says in many cases, the church fund will raise the money for expensive procedures like bone marrow transplants. But in others, the group decides the possible benefits for one patient aren't worth the cost to the whole community. Paige Flager, WOSU News.